A group of Floridians concerned about climate change is in Washington, D.C., lobbying members of Congress to enact strong environmental legislation. In a conference call with reporters today, Stephen Smith, executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, said they will try to convince Florida's U.S. Senators Bill Nelson and George Lemieux to support the Clean Energy Jobs in American Power Act of 2009.
Human-induced global warming is one of the most serious and urgent challenges of our time, negatively impacting our health, the economy, national security, and the environment. With more than 825 miles of coastline in jeopardy in Florida and over $1.9 trillion in property investment, Florida is particularly vulnerable to coastal impacts from global warming, such as sea level rise, stronger storms, and other issues. We have a moral imperative to take action immediately, and happily, the solutions are already at hand through our abundant availability of renewable energy and energy efficiency technologies.
Reverend Warren Clark, Associate Director of Faiths United for Sustainable Energy, said that during their meeting Wednesday morning with Bradenton Area Representative Vern Buchanan, they tried to decide what the best first step is in controlling climate change.
And we were able to talk with him about the importance of doing energy efficiency, particularly on large scale, as is included to some degree within this legislation here. And that is energy that is not used is the cleanest energy of all. And that is a low-cost way of beginning to get at reducing our carbon emissions as quickly as possible, and at the same time producing lots of jobs, and perhaps developing a workforce that can be pathways out of poverty for people.
The vice mayor of Sarasota and City Commissioner Kelly Kirshner says that about 30 leaders in his region voted unanimously to oppose ending the moratorium on drilling of oil and other climate-changing fossil fuels off the Gulf Coast of Florida. A report by Penn State University, Kirshner says, offered startling conclusions about how sea level rise from climate change will affect the state's coasts.
The impacts of which, with a foot to 2 feet to 3 feet of rise, perhaps 2 feet, I think, is generally accepted within the next three decades, according to many folks in the scientific community. Basically takes a Category 1 hurricane that hits our area and turns that into a Cat 3, Cat 4 storm. The magnitude and difference of which takes something from something that would be minor damage to complete areas of our communities throughout Sarasota County that become virtual teardowns by virtue of the fact that you have standing water for over 24 hours sitting in homes.
The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy's Smith responded to critics of climate legislation who say the costs are too high. He contends that the price of inaction is even greater.
The reason for this is that many of the technologies that would be used, like energy efficiency, actually reduce pollution, but then also ultimately in the long run save consumers money. And that cost savings ends up offsetting some of the costs associated with increased costs on fossil fuels. The Congressional Budget Office and the Environmental Protection Agency, two very reputable analytics that have been done by those institutions, have basically demonstrated that these costs are minimal.